without looking at the new girl. Kara can barely recognize the school. It seems so small. Rose, on the other hand, seems to have grown. She is tanned, and her usually dark hair is almost golden now. Rose is Kara's best friend, and the girl in her class who she likes playing with the most. Actually, all of the girls want to play with Rose, because she is always nice to everyone. Luckily, Rose always wants to play with Kara. "Hi, Rose," Kara says, pretending she has not seen the new girl. "Do you want to play after school today?" "I can't answer that yet," says Rose, as she straightens her back and glances at Julie. Then she sits down and looks towards the blackboard. The teacher has written something in pretty chalk letters. "Welcome to the third grade." Rose is not wearing her necklace, which Kara notices right away. Before summer vacation, they bought two identical necklaces and decided to be best friends forever. She has probably just forgotten it, Kara thinks as she stares at the strange girl called Julie. Kara has heard about Julie before, because Rose's parents are friends with Julie's parents. Kara also knows that they all went on vacation together. "Isn't that Julie girl very tall?" Kara whispers and tries not to laugh. She's not very successful. Kara tugs on a strand of her own hair. Julie's hair is much longer and lighter than Kara's. "She can't help that," Rose says, as she crosses her arms. Kara looks down and shakes her own arms out a bit. Then Julie joins them. "Can I sit at your table, Rose?" she asks, but she has already sat down. Kara's mouth goes dry. Kara and Rose usually sit together. She wants to say something, but she doesn't. Instead, she carefully sits down on a chair at the corner of the table. There is not enough room for three people. The new girl, Julie, is also going to the after-school club, and the three girls walk together after class. Julie talks a lot. She has her arm linked with Rose, and she talks about what she thinks of the boys in their class. She goes through them one by one. Kara walks behind them, and she thinks about how annoying it is to listen to her. Her stomach hurts, and she can't even remember what they usually do at the club. Finally, Rose and Kara are alone when Julie has gone to the restroom. Kara looks at Rose's neck. "Have you forgotten your necklace?" Kara asks when they take off their jackets and put them in the closet. Rose touches her neck. "Oops," she says and smiles. "I'll wear it tomorrow." Kara takes a deep breath. It's nice to be alone with Rose. "Don't you think Julie is a little weird?" Kara giggles. Rose shakes her head and puts her hands on her hips. "I think she's totally normal," she says, and smiles at Julie as she comes out of the bathroom. "There's a costume party on Friday," Rose says as she points at an invitation hanging on the wall. Kara has been looking forward to the party. Before summer vacation, Rose and Kara talked about which costumes they would wear. "Rose and I are going to be princesses," Kara says quickly. It's almost true. At least they had talked about it, because they had the same princess dress. They agreed it would be funny to look like each other, almost like twins. "Isn't it kind of childish to be princesses?" Julie asks. Kara shuts up completely.